A win for generic drugs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a global perspective on business and economics. And we'll start in India, where that country's Supreme Court rejected an attempt this morning by the Swiss drug maker Novartis to patent an update to a cancer drug. The ruling is expected to have big implications far outside the borders of India. The BBC's Rahul Tandon joins us from Calcutta with the details. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, Rahul, what exactly did the court say?
This is a very important decision for drug companies across the world, particularly, I think, in the United States of America. Basically, what the Supreme Court has said is that the patent that Novartis wanted for its anti-cancer drug, Glivec, they refused to give it to them. And the reason they've done that is they say that basically this was a drug that only managed to make a very minor improvement on products that were already in the market. And that is something that Western pharmaceutical companies will have to digest and really have a strategy to try and deal with.
Well, and why is this about more than just Glivec and Novartis? I mean, why are there such far-reaching implications of this?
Every time we have a chat about India, we're talking about one of the fastest growing markets in the world, a drug market that in the West is declining but is growing here by almost 14% a year. And Western drug companies want to be part of that, but they're competing against Indian drug companies that sell their products for almost a tenth of the price. And that is why this patent case was so important, not just for Novartis, but for all those other companies who will have been watching what was happening in India's Supreme Court very closely.
What does it mean for patients who rely on these drugs or generic versions of them for treatment?
It means cheaper drugs for the Indian patients I can see at the local pharmacy in front of me, because they're buying those generic Indian drugs at a fraction of the price. I suppose the argument, though, that some Western drug companies will put forward is that if this continues to happen, what is the point of them continuing their research and development? So will we see the new drugs that countries like India need to improve the health of their population?
The BBC's Rahul Tandon joining us from Calcutta. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.